Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
Welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of a Happy Hour May Star Wars edition.
What?
Yes. As always, if you are drinking or whatever you're choosing to do, do so responsibly. If we mention anything in here, we're not currently sponsored by it. Even Star Wars. So believe it or
not. Missed opportunities.
Samantha, are you sipping on anything?
Yes. Bubble water.
Yes.
What about you?
Oh, well, I am sipping on blue milk.
Oh, you found it?
I found some blue milk.
What's it taste like?
It tastes like vanilla milk. It's
okay.
Like a lightly sweet milk.
Okay.
There's a splash of rum in there.
I was going to say, did you put any alcohol in it? So okay,
a little bit
of rum?
I put a little bit of rum. So for those who don't know, blue milk is kind of the iconic milk that you see throughout the series. You see it first in A New Hope when Luke is drinking it. It's available at the Disney theme parks where it's not milk, actually. But this, from what I've read, is the first time you've ever been able to buy it in grocery stores. It's a limited time promotion, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I was like, oh, no. And yes, I am a sucker. I can hear all of you rolling your eyes, and that's fair. But I was like, blue milk, I've got to get it. I got some Star Wars hot sauce, too.
But what is that? What is that?
Well, I haven't gotten it yet, but it has ghost pepper in it. It's going to kick my ass. I can't wait.
Yay.
It's got Darth Vader's helmet on it. And I personally love, I think I might write a fan fiction about this because I'm deciding what my fan fiction will be that I post on Star Wars Day, May the 4th.
Okay.
And I think there could be a fun opportunity of Darth Vader realizing how much merchandise has his face on it. Because this
helmet.
His helmet. Yeah. I think there's a lot he'd be angry about.
But you think he's going to be upset?
I think he'll be upset.
Because he didn't capitalize on it?
I think he'll be upset because they're not respecting him.
Oh. How dare you make me a bobblehead type of thing?
Or he's like a waffle iron. There's.
Yes.
Tissue paper, like
it's true.
So there's a lot. I think some things he'd
a dog
be cool.
toy,
a dog toy. Yeah,
I got one.
Yes, Peaches.
And she loves it.
Yes,
takes See? It by the cape and just slings them about.
I think this is great. I think this is a good idea. I think this is what I'm going to go with because I wanted something kind of lighter for this one. But anyway, I couldn't find the blue milk. And my good friend of the show, Katie, found it for me.
Of course.
Procured it for me, brought it. We tried it this weekend.
She's a wizard.
Yes.
She finds things.
She finds things. I did. I was like, I knew she would be the one. And I said, can you please keep an eye out? And like a day later, she said, I found it. And there was even a website you could go on and like search it out.
Right.
And it wasn't showing up on anywhere near me, but she found it.
She found it.
Anyway, she and I and another friend tried it this weekend. And we tried it with a bunch of different things. And we made up a bunch of different drinks. So it's been fun. It's been fun.
My stomach hurts thinking about that.
Well, the other funny part of it is somehow my friend got, I won't say coerced, but basically a sweet shop owner talked her into buying banana rum.
Oh,
and
we've
been trying to rum, we've been trying to use this. And so we were trying to come up with drinks with that. I'm like a one and done with this.
Oh, yeah. She told me about that. She's like, I didn't want to bring it to you because you can make cocktails. I was like, I don't know if I can save that.
Yes. She texted me and she was asking me like, what can I do with this? And I said, I don't know. That's the first I've heard of this. But anyway, it is very nice. But yes, it is a one and done for me. But I'm happy I found it. And I've seen a lot of people experimenting with it, like making pancakes with it and stuff like that. So that's cool. For today, yes, we are talking about Star Wars. And I love how many people have been contacting me about my thoughts on the prequel trilogy, because The Phantom Menace is going to be back in theaters. I also have a fun project on Savor, other podcasts we do, where we're talking about popcorn buckets. And there's a very elaborate popcorn buckets for Star Wars, I have to say. I didn't realize. And it's one of those things where I'm kind of stressed out because I sort of was just planning on, like, watching Star Wars and eating food, Star Wars themed food, and drinking Star Wars themed drinks. But I'm happy people want to hang out. I'm glad. I'm glad people are celebrating it, but I don't know what I'm going to do yet. However, so today I did want to talk about something. This is actually an article I found a couple months ago, and it's called 11 Things We Know About George Lucas's Unused Star Wars Sequel Trilogy Scripts. And this is from Screen Rants by Liz Declan. This has been circulating around for a while, like these ideas have. I want to say at the front that this doesn't necessarily, I don't want this to sound like I'm saying the sequel trilogy sucks, this would have been better. I think that in a very strange way that I wasn't anticipating, the Disney ones are much sadder than what George Lucas had planned. But I did want to go over it just because it did make me kind of sad because I was like, oh, that would have been so much nicer. Like, that's like a happier ending.
I mean, I feel like there's a flip of times where we'll get things that are all happy endings. And then they're like, no, now we have to twist it. Everything has to be really, really sad. And it's just like a like genre bending where they're like, all right, we're going to switch it up now. And if one person does it, everybody's like, yep, we got to do that too.
I think you're right. And I know I've talked about this before, but I'm honestly fascinated with this thing that I've seen happen in a lot of franchises where somebody who grew up watching, like the original trilogy in this case, loved it. They get the chance to direct one and they make it so much sadder. And it's usually like the people from the original trilogy have given up. It's like you get older and you're like, I'm done with this optimism.
Everything's awful. I'm in pain. So are you.
Yes. It's fascinating to me. Like, Star Wars is not the only thing. I have a lot of examples of people, franchises where that has happened. So I just wanted to go over some of the big ones, that the big points in this article that I was like, aw. And a lot of them, if you're like, this is not feminism, a lot of them are about Leia. Bums me out because you know I love Leia.
I know.
But originally, Leia was going to be the main character of the sequel trilogy. She was going to be revealed as the Chosen One, which, if you don't know, this is a very convoluted and controversial and much argued idea in Star Wars about who is the Chosen One. Usually it's either you think it was Anakin, Darth Vader, or you think it was Luke. In the sequel trilogy, it would have been revealed to be Leia. That would have been so cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Oh my gosh. The Chosen One is supposed to bring balance to the Force. And the whole idea, why people get so why they like to fight about it is people like to fight about what balance means. Because Luke is sort of your light side, Darth Vader is sort of your dark side. I think this is such a cool idea, if it had been revealed. And also because Leia understandably has a lot of hangups around the Force. She's afraid of it. She's afraid of what she's seen it do. She's afraid of Darth Vader. She doesn't like Darth Vader. Accepting any of that, that would have been such a great, emotional arc. Or it could have been, if they handled it correctly. But yeah, that could have been, a really cool having her come to terms with that. That would have been really neat. She was also going to become the leader of the New Republic, which is also pretty cool because that would follow in the footsteps of Bail Organa, who is her adoptive father, and Padme Amidala, which is her biological mother. And also she was just a great leader. But so many things that we saw in the Disney sequel trilogy didn't work. Which is what I mean is the New Republic didn't work. The Jedi Order didn't work. These things didn't work. And I think that, that's an interesting storyline. Sad one, but it is interesting. A lot of things in this version would have worked better. It's not it would have been easier, but her New Republic would have succeeded as opposed to the New Republic in the sequel trilogy, which kind of collapsed pretty soon. I guess I should say spoiler alert, but I feel like people know about this stuff.
Is it a spoiler alert? It's been years.
It's 10 years is the rule. 2019 was the Rise of Skywalker. Well, sorry.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snagajob. Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242-424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Another thing, and I just have to put this in here because Luke Skywalker is my fave. His Jedi temple would never have fallen apart. He would have made some changes, and it would have had trouble, but it would have worked out. It wouldn't have been destroyed also very quickly.
Also.
That would have been nice. That would have been nice. Mm-hmm. The main villain was going to be Darth Maul, who was introduced in The Phantom Menace. And you can see hints of that in a lot of the Solo movie and in some of the animated stuff, that he was meant to have a much bigger role. This also entails that his apprentice, who is a very sexualized version of Darth Maul, was going to be in there. She hasn't shown up yet in Disney canon, but I bet she will.
No, really.
I don't know how people will feel about it. And then more Jedi would have survived. That would have been nice.
No murder of children. That would have been lovely.
Yeah, the prequels already did that. Why'd we have to do that again?
Yeah.
Yes, Leia would have been the leader of this. She would have been a mentor to a lot of people. And yeah, I just really like that she would have been such a focal point of it. Again, like, this is ideas that I get why they didn't do them for logistical reasons, technological reasons. And also that this sounding good on paper doesn't mean it would have worked. We've seen that before. Mm-hmm. So I want to make that very clear. But when I was reading, I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds so much nicer. This sounds so much nicer. And I did want to also mention, I was reading last night, as I want to do, another article. I sort of love the ongoing debates that happen. They're the bane of my existence and something I also love. Both are true about certain things in Star Wars. One of the big things that we have talked about before in our prequel episode that we did, but also in episodes where I've talked about Padme, is the controversy around Padme's death and what it meant. There is a popular... It's not really a meme, but there's something popular that's circulating around social media right now that's like how we remember Padme. She died broken heart. And then on the other side of the chart, it's like everything she did, and she did all of this amazing stuff. So I like that her character is sort of getting some recognition. But one of the big things people often talk about is her death. Like, did the Emperor cause it? Did she die of a broken heart? Did Anakin kind of slowly kill her accidentally via choking? So that wasn't accidental, but did she die from the fallout of that? One of the things, I've never heard this before, but we did talk about it briefly. There was kind of a scrapped idea that about the impact of having a Force-sensitive child would have on someone who's pregnant. Would they then like have some temporary Force abilities or something like that? And especially if it's somebody, if it's twins and they're the grandchildren of the Force. And yes, I know some of you don't have any idea what I'm talking about, but literally the Force. then what would happen? And that whole idea got scrapped. But people are still talking about it. And one of the things, I've never thought about this before, but in Revenge of the Sith, there's the scene where Darth Vader, Anakin, has been burned. And this is after he's left. He choked his wife and she disappeared. He has this fight with Obi-Wan, left for dead, burns. Emperor comes, puts him in the suit. And the first thing, it's infamous scene. Darth Vader comes up, very evocative of Frankenstein. And he asks the Emperor, where's Padme? Is she safe? And the Emperor says, it seems in your anger, Lord Vader, you've killed her. And then Vader's like, no, that can't be. I felt her. No, it's infamous. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, but this article, apparently there's a popular theory going around that was talking about like, well, what did he mean when he was saying like, I felt her? What does that mean? Because she died when he would be out in surgery. So does that mean he felt her when he woke up? In which time she was already dead. So the theory is that he was actually feeling Luke and Leia, and because they were so connected to her presence, and that's why he never sensed them, because he assumed this was some weird Force punishment guilt thing, because he was feeling them then, and he thought it was Padme. And he just never got over that, which I thought was really fascinating. The article's really good if you want to look it up. This is also from Screen Rant, because it makes it like a... Because a lot of people are rightfully mad about how Padme died. It's a painful scene. She's not really given like that much space. She just sort of dies.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
As a person on the outside, I was like, why did she die?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, and I feel like they've changed that a lot from, like, it's supposed to be the emperor killed her, like drained her essence, but it's never made clear. Like, I always assumed when I was a kid that she just died.
Well, I was like, is it childbirth? Did she die in childbirth? Because she's there.
Well, the like medical sign. Droid was like, she's lost the will to live.
Heartbreak was the other conversation?
Yes. So I think the Emperor Palpatine thing is the accepted, like, he was draining her because so many people were like, she would not. Her last words were literally, there's still good in him. I know it. I felt it.
Right. As well as the fact that she just had children.
She just had kids.
Yeah.
So in this article, they make the point, like, it's, she still died in this way. That was very upsetting. But it's possible that in her death, she departed this protection to Luke and Leia that allowed them to grow up and to destroy the Emperor, which I think is a nice take on it. I don't know. I mean, so many things with Star Wars are like retconned all the time. Who knows what the original idea or thought was? That has been one of consternation for many fans forever of how did Darth Vader not feel like Luke and Leia. Like, you can only, that only goes to a certain distance, but he was around Leia. But this, I mean, who knows? But I thought that was a nice theory. When I read it, I was like, okay. I am glad Padme is getting more of her due. I'm glad people are revisiting her character. And I love the thing I was talking about, like, on the things that she did, one of them was, like, resisted her husband, fought against her husband for the beliefs that she held. And I was like, yes, she did. Anyway, if you celebrate May the 4th be with you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Let me know if you're doing anything, if you have any food or drinks or plans or thoughts about any of this stuff. I love hearing it. You can write to us at stephandiamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter, Momstuff Podcast, or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff We Never Told You. Also on YouTube. And we have a Tee Public store and a book where Star Wars is discussed. You can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff We Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.